Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with Schenectady's landlords.
Yeah, so dozens of landlords, mainly based in Schenectady, but also from around the whole capital region, they rallied yesterday at Schenectady City Hall. And basically, they were trying to get a message to local governments, state governments, et cetera, saying the moratorium on these evictions that was instituted back when the pandemic started and that has been extended by Governor Cuomo fairly recently. They say while well-intended and it's meant to protect tenants, they say it's really hurting them. And they represent themselves as what they're calling these smaller landlords, the mom and pop landlords with maybe, you know, 5 units or 10 units. They say we're not major corporations with a lot of protection here or a lot of flexibility. And so what they say is they feel like they're drowning. The limits on the evictions has an effect, they say, where the tenants, a lot of them have just stopped paying. They said there's some really widespread misunderstanding that this moratorium means that they don't have to pay rent. They're saying that's not the case. You are supposed to pay it, but they have no way of collecting it. And so a lot of these folks say, especially now, 6 months into the pandemic, they've got big bills due themselves in terms of mortgages, insurance, local property taxes, and they say that they're just getting more and more behind, and they're not very hopeful that they're ever going to get paid. So they're reaching out and they're telling public policymakers, local governments to say, what can you do to help us? You've done all these things to help the tenants, but right now we're in need.
Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo responded to a question about ban trick-or-treating, saying he will not do that in New York.
We'd been getting a bunch of calls saying, what's going to happen? Is the governor going to ban trick-or-treating? There was even one report that the governor told people, at least confidentially, that he was going to ban it. So yesterday, he spoke with a news outlet in Long Island and said, I'm not going to do it. I might give some guidance on what people should do to keep themselves safe, but we will not ban it statewide. And locally, we talked to a handful of leaders who say that in light of this, you know, they are aware it's a problem. So they're going to try to, you know, sort of craft their own plans this year to maybe have more rules in terms of what's going to be allowed. One in particular in Amsterdam, where they normally have about 3,000 people at their walkway across the Mohawk River for a big trick-or-treat event. The mayor there said, you know what, we're probably not going to do that this year. We'll look for some kind of an alternative event where we have maybe a drive-in where kids can come in with their parents and get candy. But a number of other municipalities are saying we're already looking at some way to try to curtail this to avoid any unnecessary spread.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. To read more, head to dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Take care, David.